News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin is to raise the matter of Israel's treatment of EU citizens from the Samud flotilla with French President Emmanuel Macron during a meeting in Paris today. There are at least 12 Irish citizens on board the flotilla that were detained by Israel, according to organisers. Well, Mark Weiss is Israel correspondent with the Irish Times, and he joins me on the line now. To go, I suppose, to not the diplomatic backlash to this, but to what's been happening within Israel following the release of that video involving Itamar Ben-Gvir, what has his own cabinet said? What have their efforts been to try and, I suppose, distance themselves from his behaviour within this video?
Good morning. Well, the message from the Israeli leadership has been quite strong, actually, in condemning the actions of Ben-Gvir, who is somewhat of a loose wire, let's call it that. Basically, he's an extreme right-wing thug. Who has a very senior ministerial position. It's not the first time he's carried out such antics, which, quite frankly, most Israelis find embarrassing. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his actions were not in line with Israel's values and norms, although he did stress that Israel does have a right to stop the flotilla. Foreign Minister Gideon Saar was also quite critical, saying that Ben-Gvir is not the face of Israel, and said that his video knowingly damaged Israel with this horrendous charade. And from the Israeli leadership's point of view, it's particularly damaging, this whole incident, because it followed what was considered a successful maritime interception. More than 50 boats were intercepted and brought to Ashdod port. No one was hurt in those interventions. And until Ben-Gvir's video yesterday, the whole operation was considered a success with relatively limited damage to Israel until Ben-Gvir stepped in.
Does that reaction, do you think, from those leaders within that government highlight growing internal divisions within the Israeli government over their international image and their conduct?
There is quite a clear problem with Israel's PR image. A country has been at war for more than 2.5 years now, and all the very difficult images emerging from that war, whether it's in Gaza or Lebanon. And this is ongoing, of course. And Israel diplomatically is fighting rear guard action against countries who wish to, particularly in Europe and particularly within the EU, who wish to implement sanctions on Israel in a number of areas. And actions like this Ben-Gvir video will not help Israel's case. There's no doubt about that.
I mean, there has been a fairly furious response from many countries. In fact, I think all of those who have citizens detained, including the US, who call this despicable. Mike Huckabee saying this was a betraying of the dignity of his nation. How much of a diplomatic headache is this now for Israel?
Oh, it's very damaging. There's no doubt about that. But I think from Ben-Gvir's point of view, he's not interested in that. He's more interested in the upcoming Israeli elections, which will be held in either September or October. And for his base, for the people who might consider voting for him, I don't think this video is considered embarrassing or cringeworthy as it is for most Israelis. For his base, it might increase his support. He is shown to get about 9 seats in the election, if elections were to be held today, of the 120 seats in the Knesset. And videos like this will probably increase his support amongst his supporters.
What's the very latest information you're hearing, Mark, about the condition and indeed the whereabouts of the activists who were detained after that flotilla was intercepted?
We understand that all of the activists have been transferred from Ashdod port to a detention facility called Kitziot. They are now being questioned. Deportation hearings are taking place today. And we understand Turkey is sending special planes to Israel to uh, take all the activists that were detained out of the country. So this might take a few days, but I don't think Israel has any desire to keep them here in Israel. The quicker this whole episode is over, the better as far as Israel is concerned.
All right. Mark Weiss, Israel correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you for bringing us the very latest on that story. And we will be speaking to TD Paul Murphy on that just after 8 o'clock.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.